But I'll tell you a little story, Rick, about that time. There were two hotels in Cabo. There was this modern palace of glass and steel, which had been the first luxury hotel in Cabo. By the time I got there, it wasn't really a proper intercontinental because the global luxury chain pulled out when Soviet tanks rumbled in on another Christmas night of 1979. But there was another hotel called the Hotel Cabo, but everyone called it Cabo Hotel in the city center. Brutales, grime, yellow, built by the Soviets in 1945. And there was a group of journalists who spread the rumor that there were no telephone lines in the Cobble Hotel. The queues for the teletype machine were through the door. There was no food worth eating. So only a handful of journalists stayed there. And then after Soviet troops pulled out and the story was over, the journalists at the Cobble Hotel said, nah, 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 nah. We had this hotel all to ourselves because you all went up to the Intercontinental.
Oh, that, you know, I think that's the hotel I remember because I just remember, I don't remember the name, but Brutalist seems like a nice description of it.
Yes, yes.